Chapter 16, 17, 18. Three to go.
Enjoying that bit now, Hare Krishna, isn't it? I told you. You're like that, waiting. Waiting. For the 18th chapter, you'll be jumping up and dancing.
That's actually the whole essence of the Bhagavad Gita, is just to chant Hare Krishna. We could have kirtan instead. But anyway, there's no difference between the kirtan. This is kirtan, Bhagavad Gita, and chanting Hare Krishna. It's also kirtan, both sankirtan. For the last 14 chapters, because the first chapter really just sort of introduction, we're hearing about different type of pious people who have, albeit different types of faith, and engage in different types of spiritual activities, karma yoga, jnana yoga, astanga yoga, bhakti yoga. But that doesn't cover everybody. There are some other people who aren't interested in any type of spiritual practice, who aren't interested in self-development, in elevating themselves, who don't really think there's anything wrong with being in this world, and who are very happy just the way they are. And in fact, they engage in all types of illicit activities. They don't want to be regulated. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want any scripture to guide them. They don't want any type of Vedas or any other type of scripture, whether it's the Bible or what have you. What about these people? Arjun wants to know, well, who are they? And why are they like that? And what's their destination? Krishna's talking about the destination in chapter 8 of the spiritual aspirants. What about these people who reject spiritual life? Chapter 16, the divine and demoniac natures.